Pregame 5-4-3-2-1. Coach Patrick, how much does this game mean to the Olympic team when you look at the situation where you're now winding down in the preseason for you guys getting ready for the Olympics?
Well, we are winding down, but every game is important. We've got to keep our level at a high rate right now. We got to have all our players going as much as we can. And it's hard to get the players up for, you know, these last games, as you say. We are winding down. It's hard to get them up. They're thinking, you know, 2 weeks ahead of themselves right now. They're thinking about getting to Lake Placid and what's, you know, they're getting anxious for the moment of the Olympic Games.
From a coaching standpoint now, how much preparation are you putting in for the actual Olympic Games themselves right now?
Well, I get with the players and we work out, you know, I see little things that I might be able to help with, and I discuss that with a player and see how he feels about it, and we'll try and work it into their game.
Talking about coaching towards the Olympics themselves, I mean, are you actually putting together strategy now for the Swedes, let's say, or for the games that are coming up?
Well, we've played the same system all year, and we're going to carry that system right through. Our forecheck may be a little different with each team. We're going to scout those teams when they come over here. They'll be over here a week before the Olympics playing exhibition games. And Herb or I are going to get out and see the games, and, you know, then we'll plan our strategies then.
You're not the same team without Mark Johnson.
Well, we definitely are. No, we miss Mark. He really carries our power play for us, and we're going to miss him another week possibly now, I guess, but we want to keep him healthy for the Olympics.
Tough time coming up for the coaches. You have to make the final cuts. I'm sure that's going to be difficult.
Yeah, it definitely is going to be difficult, especially the last couple of players. When you get it down to 21, 22 players, it's tough to cut those last two. And it's also tough to cut any of them because you've become emotionally connected to all of them during the year where we've played with 25, 26 guys. And, you know, you don't really want to cut anybody, but it has to be done.
What kind of player are you really looking for that final squad?
Well, we want a skater, somebody that can skate. We've got a bunch of good skaters, and that's going to be the primary thing. When we go against the Russians, we're going to have to skate. The Swedes and the Czechs, they all are skating teams. So,
the Olympic Games themselves should be very, very wide open because of the ice surface at Lake Placid being so big.
Definitely. It's 15 feet wider than any North American rink, and that little extra room gives the guy with a puck more mobility. It's hard to hit him, so it's going to be a skating game, an open game, as you say, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be good hockey.
That's going to take away from the physical stuff. Do you think that would be an advantage or a disadvantage to the U.S. team?
We're not a physical team, so we based our team on speed and puck mobility and being able to control the puck, so we didn't try and get a physical team, and we don't have one. Our forwards are all small and swift, so we're pretty happy the way things are right now.
And realistically, what do you see as far as being hopeful to win a gold or a bronze, or what's your opinion?
Well, we want to win a medal. That's what we're going for. We'd be happy with any medal, whether it's bronze, silver, or gold, but, you know, we're definitely looking for the gold. If it doesn't happen, fine. We want a medal. We're realistic about it. We know the Russians have the best team in the world, you know, and the Czechs and Swedes are right behind them. So our first two games are against Sweden and Czechoslovakia. If we can do well in one of those two games, possibly win both of them, we'll be in the final four, and that's where we want to be.
What kind of game will you have to play against the Swedes or the Czechs, particularly a very, very tight checking game?
No, we're gonna play the same system we've been playing all year. It's pretty open. We may vary our forechecking a little bit during the game, but we're going to play the same type of system we've been playing. It's with the puck, we're basically a European-style team, and without the puck, we're a North American-style team. That's the same system we're going to stick with.
And I would think that you're very happy with your goaltending right now.
Yeah, Jimmy Craig's our number one goalie, and he's played excellent. And if we can keep him healthy, we're going to be all right.
Do you expect for Jim Craig to play as a first stringer throughout the rest of the remaining games before the Olympics?
That's hard to say. That's Herb's decision. It depends on Jimmy himself, too. It depends. Like last night, Jimmy played, and he wasn't that sharp. He hasn't played for a week, and it's noticeable. So we're going to have to play him some before we get into Lake Placid.
That's the one thing to think about as far as Mark Johnson is concerned. They don't want to play him a lot now, but he's not going to stay sharp.
I don't think the rest will hurt Mark at all. I don't think he has to play to be sure.
One more thing. When we come to the Olympic Games to Lake Placid, should we expect a medal?
Don't expect it, but we'd be disappointed if we didn't get one.
Thanks, Craig.